It's Thursday, March 27, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbier. Government has earmarked 20 million Namibian dollars for a feasible study on reviving Air Namibia by 2026, overseen by Works and Transport Minister Veiko Nekundi. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa underscored the airline's importance for tourism and jobs. The Southwest Africa People's Organization Party's implementation plan projects a 3 billion Namibian dollar investment over 5 years, with a public-private partnership call expected in August. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Erika Shafuda is set to present the national budget later today as our team gears up to bring you expert comments. Meteorologist Otilo Kobetsi says recent flash floods and infrastructure damage are as a result of intense rainfall and prolonged ground moisture saturation. He told News on One's Ellen Shiepo from One Africa TV that several weather stations recorded over 300 millimeters of rainfall, causing significant runoff and swollen rivers.
Kobetsi said the La Nina effect increases the likelihood of more thunderstorms and showers, known as easterly waves, from the Congo.
Our rain belt is actually normally develops over DRC, over Angola, and we normally have that strength of low pressure deepening further over Namibia. So during a La Nina event, it becomes more evident, and then the general circulation actually improves that we have a lot of low pressure systems developing.
Erongo Regional Governor Neville Andre Tope has underscored the importance of a new twinning agreement with South Africa's Western Cape Province, represented by Province Agriculture Minister Ivan Meyer, aimed at fostering collaboration in the green hydrogen sector. Adolf Kaure, reporting for One Africa TV's News on One, says that the agreement, expected to be finalized soon, is a step towards strengthening regional cooperation.
Western Cape Province Agriculture Minister Ivan Meyer said his delegation is willing to learn more about Namibia's success in the green hydrogen sector.
Because I've asked myself, what is it that I must, that is going to bring me back to Erongo region? There are three projects, the High Iron, the Dores, and the Hyphen projects. I've heard some quite interesting stuff that we are very much interested in, and certainly we will come and do this.
Continentally, India and 10 African nations, including South Africa, will conduct their first joint naval exercise off of Tanzania's coast next month. The six-day drill will focus on maritime security, anti-piracy and rescue operations. Participating countries will engage in search and seizure drills, helicopter operations and surveillance exercises. India's INS Suneina will also conduct joint patrols to strengthen security cooperation in the Indian Ocean. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 25% tariff on all automobiles imported into the U.S. The president says the move is intended to boost domestic manufacturing, but it's expected to raise prices for U.S. car buyers. Ira Spitzer is our correspondent.
The U.S. president announced the new tariffs during a televised address in the Oval Office, saying that they will go into effect on April 2nd.
And what we're going to be doing is a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the United States. If they're made in the United States, is absolutely no tariff.
The tariffs will have an immediate impact on the U.S. car market, where nearly half of all vehicles are currently assembled outside of the country. Mexico is the top foreign supplier of cars to the U.S., and the U.S. automakers who have plants there won't be exempt from the new tariffs. President Trump claimed the tariffs would lead to what he called tremendous growth in the auto industry by bringing manufacturing to the U.S., but analysts have warned that they will cause major disruptions to the market, leading to higher prices. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.